Have you invested in United States savings bonds this week?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Howard Petrie, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in Hollywood and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our guest stars for this program, Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore. The Savings Bonds Orchestra, the singers, under the direction of Dennis Agay, open the show with California.
California, where each palm and each prune is as big as the moon. California, where December comes called up like May. There are gals to attract us, there's gold in the cactus, so bless the day that we found California. For without it, there's no USA. Where the rain doesn't rain, it just drizzles champagne. Where December comes dolled up like May. From San Pedro to Fresno, no maiden there says no. And love is nigh, for in gay California,
everything is tremendous,
Titanic stupendous,
the ocean is better,
and bluer and wetter.
The mountains are higher, the deserts are drier, the boys have more shekels, the girls have more freckles.
California, oh, without it, without it, there is no USA.
And now from Hollywood, the land of Fable and Grable, we bring you two of California's most irrepressible citizens, Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore, in person.
Start off each day with a song.
Now
even when things go wrong, you feel better, you'll even look better. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
How do you like that? You give a guy a two-bar break and he organizes a program of his own. One more outburst, Mr. Moore, and you'll be back announcing dance bands.
I'm sorry, Jim, but I just couldn't help it. Man, when I hear that music, I just start to go.
Makes you feel happy, huh?
Happier than Errol Flynn in the springtime.
My boy must be older than he looks.
Well, guys, it's good to run into you here on the Savings Bonds Guest Star Show. Is there anything I can explain to you about the purpose of the program?
Oh, on the contrary, Howard. Jim and I know all about monetary matters, don't we, Jim?
Certainly. Why, just a fortnight ago, Mr. Moore and I made a big deal. We're going to bring about a merger between the candy bar people and a big butcher shop.
A merger between the candy bar people and a big butcher shop? But what will you produce?
Chocolate-covered meatballs.
They won't taste very good, but tied to a piece of spaghetti, they'll make a great yo-yo.
I tell you, kid, we're sharper than a pillowcase full of marshmallows.
I see. And who keeps the books in this concern?
I do.
Oh, now, come, let's make up our minds. Which of you keeps the books?
He does.
Only to tell you the truth, Howard, we don't keep books. At the end of the year, we put everything we made in a big pile, and then we figured. First, I multiply his Social Security number by my postal zone. Then we add 3% for overhead plus 5% for underhead. Then we subtract the indentipatures, the annuities, and the fiscal. Not to mention a fiduciary.
Oh, the fiduciary, huh?
Please, he just asked you not to mention the fiduciary.
Thank you, Junior.
Not at all, Jim. It's all right.
Then we amortize the amortization, flucerate the flucheration, reset the situation, and end up by paying through the nose. But there's only one thing that burns me up.
What's that?
It's always my nose we pay through. And that could lead to early bankruptcy.
Yeah, we're sharp, all right. But, Mr. Petrie, there's only one business we ever really lost our shirts at, the real estate business.
Oh, boy. That I would like to have seen.
You're going to live to regret them words, partner. Maestro, fanfare, please. Now, did there any more players bring you a drama of the real estate business? And titled?
He had designs on the architect's daughter, or every time he made plans, she drew the line.
Now, isn't that whimsical?
Yes, it is. Well, we're off to the office, Higgledy Piggledy.
You be the Higgledy, or would you rather be a Piggledy?
Well, it's a nice office we got here, Jimmy. Now, if we just had some houses to rent. Do you know, I looked in the paper today, and in the for rent column, there was only one ad.
What did it say?
It says, furnished lighthouse for rent. Suitable for tall, thin gentlemen who like seagulls.
The overhead must be terrific.
Yes.
Well, if we had a house to sell, I'd buy it myself. You ought to see the joint I live in. The bathroom is practically on the bus line.
Oh, you're exaggerating, Jimmy.
Exaggerate nothing. Every time I start the bath, the bath fills up with people, and the conductor says, kindly step to the rear of the tub. Perfect stranger stepping all over my sweetheart soap. I thought we'd get the laugh on the other line.
We haven't. We got one at all. Hello.
This is Jay Wellington Updike, and I don't like this furnished house you sold me. I'm moving.
You're moving? Well, that house is only a stone's throw from the railroad station.
See what I mean?
Ah, trouble, trouble, trouble.
Yes,
hello, hello, you droll characters.
Madam, how much would you charge to vacuum this rug?
Jimmy, please, that's a customer. Ah, there, madam. Could I interest you in a furnished house?
Young man, at my age, you could interest me anywhere.
My dear little pigeon, and I use the word pigeon in reference to your toes, we are in the real estate business.
That is why I am here. You sold me a furnished house last week, and when I arrived, what did I find? There's absolutely no bed linen.
Madam, that's the laundry. What they don't lose, they shrink. Last week, I sent them a pair of socks, and what did they send back? Two tea bags. Me, who owns 7 pairs of monogrammed garters.
Well, I don't care whose fault it is. If I don't have sheets for my bed by tomorrow morning, I want my money back.
Jimmy, we're in a spot. If we don't get those sheets, we're ruined. There's only one place in town where we can get them.
You mean?
Yeah. Love that dramatic reading. Yes. Do that again, will you?
You mean?
That thrills me, isn't it great? Yes, Jimmy, I mean the haunted house. We must go there and steal the sheets away from the ghosts.
Haunted house? I should have given my goose pimples 2 weeks' notice.
Let's go. Jimmy? Jimmy, there's the house over there. Gee, what a creepy place. Look at the green ivy clinging to the fence.
Junior, that ain't ivy. That's me.
Well, come on, Will. Come on, we'll cut across this lot. We better hold hands so we don't get lost.
Okay, let's go.
Gee, I wish I'd brought a flashlight. Hey, Schnoz. Schnoz, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm over here.
You're over there? Then whose fingers am I squeezing? Care for a glass of milk? Well, let's go in the house, find the ghost, get the sheets, and get out of here.
Okay, follow me.
Jimmy, you'll never sneak up on a ghost with those squeaky shoes.
In that event, I'll take them off. All right, I took them off. Let's go. How do you like that? My toes squeak, too.
Jimmy, we've got to stop all this foolishness and find a ghost and get those sheets.
Don't worry, partner. Durante is on the job. I'll get down on my hands and knees and sniff along the floor like a bloodhound.
What was that?
Met another bloodhound.
Get up off the floor, will you? Hello, boys. Uh-oh. Jimmy, you stay here. There's a fellow I want to see outside.
Who?
Me. See you later.
Wait a minute, Junior. It's a ghost. Here's our chance to get a sheet.
I don't believe he's a ghost.
Oh, no?
Watch me go through these doors. Darn those Yale locks.
Quick, Junior, while he's down, grab that sheet off him.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. He isn't wearing a sheet. He's wearing two blankets.
Two blankets were ruined. I thought we had a ghost.
But I am a ghost.
Then why are you walking around with two blankets?
Silly boy, this is California.
Here's an ever-popular oldie dressed up in sparkling attire by Dennis Agay, the Savings Bonds Orchestra and singers. Lullaby of Broadway.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. Then hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxi, the daffodils who entertain, and Maxie's when a Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning, and at babies don't sleep tight until the dawn.
Us all, my friend. As all, my friend, I think perhaps we better say a few cogent words about the real reason for our being here. We are here to tell the folks about saving bonds.
Ah, that's my favorite hobby, folks, saving bonds. You know, I'll never forget one night in Kansas City.
No, Jim, please, I'm talking about saving bonds, not blondes.
You save what you want to save, I'll run my own business. Got the only safe deposit box in the world with an incense burner.
Jim, will you please listen to me? Pull your ears out from behind your nose and listen to me now. I'm talking about U.S. savings bonds. They're a great buy. You see, for every $3 you put into bonds now, the government gives you back $4 at the end of 10 years. Put in 75, you get back 100. Put in 300, you get back 400.
Junior, is that on the level?
It certainly is.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
What's the matter?
I'm going to put in Margaret O'Brien and get back Betty Grable. Adorama, you drive a hard bargain.
You know, Jim, I hate to disappoint you, but this only works with money. But I'll tell you, millions of Americans are building solid future financial security through the regular purchase of U.S. saving bonds. You know, U.S. savings bonds are not only the world's safest, but also the world's best-paying investment.
That's my boy who said that.
Your host, Howard Petrie, signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service, produced and transcribed in Hollywood. I want to thank Jimmy Durante, Gary Moore, and Elvia Allman for being with us. And till next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a good buy. A good buy, that is.